Thank you. You're going to remember and say, do you remember that night in the tabernacle when we were singing that song and said that? Now it's happening. Amen. Oh, there's glory. Thank you.
Praise the Lord. You may be seated.
What time do you have to be at work tomorrow? You don't have to. I heard Brother Branham said, he says, that word don't matter. He says, that can wait. He says, this is way more important. I ain't talking about my singing. I'm talking about worshiping the Lord. And hearing the word. There's nothing more important than what you're getting ready to do. And what you're already starting to do. You brought him here with you to get ready to worship him and thank him for his love, his mercy, his grace. That's what he made you for, to do what you're doing right now. He's going to worship him. That's why he says he loves it. I love how Brother Branham says, Papa God. He talked about that brother that prayed for him. He goes, not Papa God, you help Brother Branham here. I love Papa God to help me. Amen. I love Papa God. Well, have you been loving the services the Lord's given us for the last year? They've all been wonderful. Every time we sit around in heavenly places, as he said, they're all wonderful to us. But, you know, sometimes he just comes along and gives you just a little something special. A little something to let you know. As we said the other night, the little things that the world might call coincidence, they're not coincidence. They don't happen that way. And he's mindful, Brother Ren says, of just the little things. He loves the little things, just to let you know. And if you're there and if you're in tune with the Lord, when those things come along, then you know it. And that's why we always want to be in tune with him. Because, Lord, what you got for us. And if we're in his presence all the time and listening with our ears open, then when he speaks, we're ready. Master, speak to us. But we've learned that we are a time-tested church that recognizes this day and its message, and we don't drink from cisterns.
Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord. We learned a very important lesson that from the beginning of time, well, since Jesus was here, that it's always been a question within the people. We learned that he told us, he was sitting down one day, he said he was talking with a big theologian. He said, Brother Vail. And he says, they were talking about what is the real sign of the Holy Ghost. He said, that's been such a debate. What is the sign? And he said, Brother Vail told him, he goes, well, I don't believe it's speaking in tongues, Brother Branham. Brother Branham says, no, I don't believe it's speaking in tongues. He says, I believe it's love. He says, I believe because there's nothing greater than God's love. That's the true sign of the Holy Ghost. But then he came back and he said he had a vision.
Amen.
Oh, I love that. He said he had a vision.
Amen.
And he says, God told him, he says, those that can believe the word.
Amen.
He says, that's the true sign of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
That's you.
Amen.
I got the Holy Ghost. Because I believe every word.
Hallelujah.
They wondered about that all the time. He says they thought they had it when they did this and that they did that. And they beat one another on the back and everything else. And he says there's all, he says, they can impersonate all those things. He says they can speak in tongues. He talked about witch doctors doing that and everything. He says, but you can. He says it was just like Judas. He says when it comes to the showdown, you couldn't believe the word. But the true bride of Christ is amen. So how can anybody, if this is the word?
Amen.
Is this the message, the word of the day, the anointed word? Then how can you not say this message to your absolute?
Amen.
That's simple. It is. People got to make it real complicated. And it's just not. what he said. Childlike faith. Just believe it.
Amen.
It is. And that we do. And when you recognize it, that it is. There's no way you can decide, this is the word, this is not the word. He didn't mean to say that. He didn't. It's all God's word.
Amen.
Every hank, choke, and fetch is the bride of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And what's so wonderful is that we don't have to drink from no man-made cisterns.
Amen.
Brother Branson, they always want to have a man-made. They want to do something. He says that we don't have to drink from that. He says, where all the dirty, the bugs, he says, were in there. And he says, all the slime was in there. And he says, how he describes it, you can just see that water. He says, that water running off the barn. He says, they always put the thing down in the barn. He says, and all the manure and things from the barn and rode down in that water. And he says, and drink that water. But you know, you hear people say, but I put my filter on. He said, that just catches the missiles. That's what he said.
Amen.
He says, now it might catch the missiles, but the juice is still in there. Oh, praise the Lord. We're drinking from artesian well.
Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
He said it was the inexhaustible.
Amen.
The inexhaustible fountain of life for us. You know what inexhaustible means? You can't exhaust it. You just can't give it up. It just keeps coming. And he said that's what this message is and what the word is. You can't exhaust the Lord Jesus Christ. Whatever you have need of, whatever you want, He's going to give it to you.
Amen.
He wants to give it to you. And when you're the bride of Jesus Christ, you are the ones with the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
He gave you the Holy Ghost. He gave you the message. He gave you everything. He wants to give you everything that you want.
Yeah.
He said a real true son of God, though, is you know that you won't ask nothing. You ask Him first.
Yeah.
Just, Lord, what's your will, Lord?
Yeah.
We don't want our will. That's how come He didn't give you anything that you want is because you don't want your will.
Yeah.
It's His will. So He has to give it to you. It's His will.
Amen.
Amen. You ask us, what does that mean? He says, an artesian well. He goes, what is that, Brother Brown? He says, it's a well that always comes from beneath and it pushes water out.
Mm-mm-mm.
It's flowing all the time. It's self-supporting. Always fresh and clean. An artesian well. A fountain of living water. It's not dead and it's not stagnant. Praise the name of the Lord. It's living. It's constantly changing, bringing up something new all the time, moving on, coming from its resources. It draws its resources from its bed, which is still a fountain of living water springing up. Self-cleaning. Oh, that's nice. Self-cleaning. It's clean, pure, clean water. It's self-supporting. You don't have to wait for the rains to fill up the tank. It's always a bubbling up. It gives this water freely. He said you don't have
Amen.
To pump it, wind it, twist it, or join it. It's just a fountain of living water.
Amen.
That's what the message is.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. This message is the inexhaustible.
Amen.
Just have to press play, and there it is for you.
Amen.
There for the bride of Jesus Christ, right in the right time.
Yeah.
Something else that Brother Branham says, I want to real quickly, the tape's a little bit longer tonight, it's wonderful.
Yeah.
We're going to have another wonderful service tonight.
Yeah.
Just get ready. You ready?
Yeah. Amen.
It's going to be good.
Praise the Lord.
I love the story where he comes in here and he says, and Satan does this to us all the time, he says this, Brother Branham makes the statement, he goes, I am a stinker. He says, I'm a renegade. And he says, every one of you are. He says, but before God, we're perfect. You're perfect before God. Praise the name of God.
Amen.
We can be stinkers, we can be renegades, we can be no goods, and over again. And you have to say it all the time because you have to remind yourself all the time that Satan tells it to you all the time. But you have to remember, you're perfect. Because all that he sees is the blood of Calvary. That's all that he sees. That way is when we go before Father is that all that he sees his Son. And it ties in what Brother Branham says. I love the story he was talking about. He said, he was talking to my mom. He was in the kitchen talking to her. And, you know, I was talking with some brothers from the Voice of God today, and I said, man, I would have loved to remember as a child all the times. Can you imagine all the things Brother Branham said to Sister Branham? Whoa. We're going to one day. We're going to hear them all. But he was talking about the man that I think was over in Louisville, and he said a house had failed or something, and he says it come down and it busted his liver. And he said, you know what, honey? He says, if Jesus Christ was here, he said he would go over and lay his hands on them, and he says they'd be well. And he says, you know, I started thinking, you know, he says about him, he says me going over and doing that. And he says that, you know, if I had a vision, I would go do that. If I had a vision. And he says, well, it would be the same dirty hands. He says, I would be the same person if I went over there, if I had that vision. He said, if I would just take that faith and believe it, he says, all at once inside of me, I said, I am God's representative.
Amen.
Just remain standing. I'll finish this out here. Because this is important. He said he was God's representative. He says he went over there, he laid hands on the man, he said that night he was in service. God healed him. He touched him. You are not Elijah the prophet. You're not. I'm not. I'm not his messenger representative here on earth who brought the word. There was one. That's what we're going to hear about tonight. One. He chose one. It's just a privilege to repeat those words for the bride of Jesus Christ. They are anointed. And anybody that speaks them, they're the anointed word. And I started thinking yesterday, it's like, I heard Brother Branham say this, like, Lord, I'm not your Elijah. I'm not your anointed representative. But I'm your son. Amen. You're his son and daughter. You are his representatives. You do have the same dirty hands, but it don't matter. Because in the sight of God, you're perfect. You're perfect. So when you lay your hands on somebody to pray for them, you remember that. You remember that you're sons and daughters of God. And the same as him, when you do, that's anointed. Because you are sons and daughters. You are his representatives here on earth. He chose human beings. And you are it. We done proved tonight you got the Holy Ghost in your life. And you got the Holy Ghost that counts. You know this word. You believe every single word. So he says when we lay hands on one another, we believe what we ask for. Amen. What a blessed people that we are tonight. Let's go to him in prayer as we bow our heads and we want to just welcome him to be here. For we know that he's here with us and how great thou art. To know that he's here. That we get to be his representatives. Filled with his Holy Spirit. Sitting in the presence of Jehovah. God Almighty. He said El Shaddai. He said the breasted one. He said pull me to your bosom. Nurse me, Lord. Nurse me with your word, Lord Jesus. I want him just to hold me tight into doing it. Yes. I'm so thankful tonight to be that royal seed of Abraham with you. To be standing in the presence of true sons and daughters of God that love this message, that believe this message, that was predestined to hear this message. Yes. God brought you here. He placed you in this church tonight to hear this word. Hallelujah. We've had prayer requests that's come in. Father knows every single one of them. He knows the ones that the people that are listening in, there's many listening in tonight. He knows your request, what you have need of. And he knows what's on your heart tonight. Praying before coming here, it's like, Lord, every request, Lord, just make it tonight, Lord Jesus. May this be the night, a red letter night in the hearts of the bride of Jesus Christ. Meet those requests. Meet these ones that have come in. We have some that has heart problems. There's cancer. There's so many different things that are out there. It means nothing to Jehovah. Nothing. Whatever you have in your heart is nothing to him. He's the great I am. And so it is, Lord, You know what my request is. You know what I have need of. I'm going to raise my hand to you and say, Lord, look underneath of this hand. And also that hand, it means, Brother Brent says, it means I surrender. I surrender, Lord Jesus, all that I am to you. Come now, meet my request and be with us tonight. Let's just sing our little song. Reach out and touch him as he passes by.
Reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by. You will find he's not too busy to hear your heart's cry. He is passing by this moment. Your needs to supply. Reach out.
Gracious Heavenly Father, you are the great I Am, Lord. Father, to be here tonight in your presence, Lord, there's nothing greater, Lord Jesus. And Father, to come here tonight to drink from that artesian well, Lord Jesus, that's always bubbling up, Lord. Pure, unadulterated Word, Lord Jesus. How we love you and we thank you, Lord. How we thank you for sending that prophet, Lord, to show us that we are your children, Lord. That we are that royal seed, that we do have that Holy Spirit living in our lives. Lord, when the enemy comes in and he attacks us and he comes after us, Lord, we can point him back and say, we believe every word, Lord. We will not compromise. We will not be moved. We will stay firm on that word and believe it. No matter what criticism, what fanaticism, or what happens, Lord, we will not be moved. We love you and thank you, Lord. We thank you for the opportunity that we have to be here, Lord, tonight. And once again, to assemble ourselves together, Lord, and to feel your presence. We want to make you welcome, Lord. Come in and be with us. As your prophet said, that El Shaddai, Lord, I love it, the breasted one. Lord, hold us to your bosom tonight, Lord Jesus. Help us and be with us. We welcome you, Lord, to come and be with us. Lord, these prayer requests, that all these hands that went up, these requests that are written and brought to this platform tonight, many of them we don't even know who that they are or what it is, Lord. We haven't even written them down. And the ones out there listening in tonight, as they raise their hands, Lord Jesus, you know their request, Lord. You're the same God. You're the same God that was yesterday, today, and forever. You're here. You're there with them.
Amen.
We're in your presence everywhere, Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Lord, meet every request.
Grant it, Lord.
The faith to believe it, Lord.
Amen.
How wonderful to know in your sight, Lord, we're perfect, Lord. Because you look through the blood of your Son. That great sacrifice, that Lamb. We are your Lamb. We're the redeemed, Lord Jesus, of that blood. Bless and be with us tonight. Anoint us with your Holy Spirit, Lord Jesus, and open up our hearts to hear your word, Lord. Refresh your bride tonight, Lord. We want to thank you, special Lord. The last few services have been so wonderful, Lord. And Father, just to feel your presence, Lord, to come in amongst us. And Lord, the little things that you do, they're not little things, they're big things to your bride, Lord. They mean everything to us, Lord. That you confirm that you're not going to forget us, that you're here with us, Lord. Bless and be with us now as we take this service and our lives and everything that we say and we do, Lord. We commit it into your hands for your honor, your glory. We love you and we thank you, Lord. For all that you do and for meeting these requests, because we believe it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by. You will find. This moment, your peace.
seated. Just like to sing that little chorus to welcome the Holy Spirit in this place. I want to sing that, Holy Spirit, Thou art welcome. Amen. Omnipotent Father of mercy and grace, Thou art welcome in this place. Holy Spirit, Thou art welcome in this place. Holy Spirit, Thou art welcome in this place. Omnipotent Father of mercy. After hearing that special, Sister Chambliss, can't you see why I'm happy?
Amen.
Amen. Feeding on that stored up food. I'm so thankful for that messenger of Malachi 4. Amen. Oh, can't you see why?
Thank you.
Let us remain standing. We have God's prophet come to this platform tonight, the voice of God.
Amen.
There was a voice, there was a sign, and a voice.
Yes.
We believe the sign and we believe the voice.
Amen.
We thank God that He stored up that food so that we would have something to eat upon tonight.
Amen.
Here's our prophet, our pastor, Brother Brandon. God bless you.